learning the meaning of Midas Roes, trying to train ourselves not to be such bad people. If you don't train yourself, we spoke, when it happens to Maisa, you don't manage. I saw today in the morning in the newspaper that the head of the country is a guy named Olmert. I don't know if you heard about him. It was before the Hanukkah, someone's called Netanyahu. I still don't have a sure you didn't hear about. But before that was a guy named Olmert. So today, 10 o'clock in the morning, he went into jail. It's like in the front page, it says. At the bottom, like a maramoka, want to know details, you look in that page. Again, like in the first page, you try to read it, only one line. Next line, it's someone else. But you see, like they have little letters, they can tell you, look in page, I think, 19. There's the details, see the picture, how he goes into the jail, how he will go into the jail. So I went to page 19, I wanted to go into the jail. It was not the best for the Shrub people. There's a lot of different stories. It bothered me the whole day. It didn't matter. Maisa Nebach is walking into jail. The Maisa, head of the country. Maisa in a regular jail. Maybe a better room a little bit, it says there. But Mamish changes clothes. He has, he could use the payphone 5 minutes a day. Is killing me. Why it doesn't kill me that he's going into jail? Why am I such a bad person? You know, I wanted him maybe to go into jail. But why am I so icky? But that's good. Oh, a bit noisy. A little bit more quiet. I'm sure you're wondering to yourself, like, say that, here, he feels so bad for this head of the country that went into jail. Yeah. Maybe people would know, would also feel so bad for him. Maybe yes, maybe not. Yesterday it was 5 or 6 people killed in a car accident. Feel bad for them? You feel bad for their families? You really feel bad for their families? Is this serving you? I went throughout today, I looked in the store, the coffee was the same amount of people. Pizza shop, the same amount of people. People got up late and didn't come to Seder. They were late to Seder, the same amount of people. Tried to see, I could see one bocher going like a little bit nebach. I was trying to mechazik him. I said, I'll find a guy that his mom is, feels so bad for this 5-6 families. And maybe I'll be. I looked around, I couldn't find one bocher sandals and something else at that. Yeah. So I was on chas v'shalom to be. I was going back. A taxi yesterday night, not in the taxi, someone who gave me a ride. Home, like 11 o'clock. And he had some American boys in the back. He had to drop him off on the way. And he was saying there was a car accident, a bus accident. I said, is American Bachram there? But guy looked so worried. The guy said, no. After a second, the guy that's schmoozing and the Nahushkeit. Yeah. one is families. I have a bocher. One of you members of that, maybe your own family, or someone that you know, and just lost a kid 16 years old. How terrible do you feel? Nebuch. One day explain. He had a tragedy in Abnuf. Five people were killed by the Arabs. And everyone was talking about it. And I decided, you know, we'll make a campaign, we'll collect money for them. Instead of everyone talking, everyone was calling me, and I don't know if you're in the same shul. Everyone calls me, you have to give money to the families. And we made a campaign. We collected quite a decent number. A real decent number we collected. So a lot of nice people that gave. And we came to Israel. I want to tell you, I was very disappointed. I'm not saying that we didn't get over $2 million, but collected. But you know how much people called up, Tebach, Stern on the fly. So I say, Nebach, just get a doctor for them. I don't know how to send it. I said, you go online, you press a button, there's a credit card number, you just press it, text ID, everything is besuda. The website said, I checked, only he didn't go in, only he went in and gave $5. For our Nebuch families in Arnof, Nebuch. $5, less than going out to eat a pizza. He's not even nice about it. He and Nebuch. Story of love. Nebuch. That guy feels Nebuch. No shaykh. He's not even feeling Nebuch. I had a rabbi who was nifter. He's about Mechaba Master Samelech. Every time when he would walk in the street, there was an ambulance passing near him. He stopped and he said a capital to heal him. I tried to file on him for a short while. The other side, Mr. was not so much ambulance. So his days and I stopped, yeah? But I realized it was a big mistake. He didn't know. He said, good as that, every ambulance will say a capital to heal him. So this is the way I looked at it. So I tried to do it, it just didn't work out for me. I was in a phone call on the way. He felt for the person that is fighting now on his life. He's noisy boy. I mean, the whole world, I'm not going now, you know, politics, and, you know, Zionists, Palestinian, I'm not going into that. Sometimes, you know, in the world, you see a little kid drowning, the whole world is busy with that, yeah? Trying to pass the water from place Turkey to get to Germany, and he fell in the water, and the whole world would be busy with that. I remember when I was a bocher, it was an earthquake in Armenia, it's the country near Russia. And I think it was 200,000 people died overnight. I think the next big thing was that big tsunami that people. And Rav Volber came in and he said a shmuz. More shmuz for Yigilai. He was screaming. This guy used to sit breakfast with a newspaper. 2,000 people were killed in a tsunami. Chayas. Chayas. A guy is suffering. How you could let that guy to suffer? You're driving a car, it's pouring outside, and there's a guy that needs a ride, and you don't stop for him. I understand you don't want the car to get wet. Understand? I'm telling myself, sometimes I don't know how to drive. Sometimes some people help me and they take me with their car. That's how the people that take are nice people. They like to help. And then someone is trying to hitch. And I see the guy is about to stop, and I just doubt that he will be a bad guy and he will not stop. Like a little dabbling in my head, yeah? Not a real dabbling. And I tell myself, someone is giving you a ride. He doesn't care to stop to the guy. And you care that he's stopping for the guy. You're such a mushkas. You're such a bad person. You're such a mushkas. You're such a bad person. We have to work on our midas. We have to work on our midas. My mother called me today. She called me yesterday, I didn't answer. So I tried to get a hold of her in the morning, so in the afternoon she got a hold of me. She was discussing something that was bothering me. She called me to speak to me about it. She told me, everything is nothing. These people who lost a kid now, you know what they're passing. You know what they're passing. We can't even speak. We can't even speak at small sorrows. Look how much people suffering. Look how much they're suffering. Now, she didn't tell it to me as Musa. She's a very chashev lady. She's an isha gdoyla ma'od. Mishon isha gdoyla goes on her. She matters, she feels for these people that lost their kids. Everyone agrees Chas v'Shalom will be a mega terrorist attack. A mega terrorist attack. Hundreds of people will die. Everyone understands that it's pastish tonight to go out to eat. Pastish. Ask me. Pastish. And five people is less. The tenet says that even when it's a mega terrorist attack, we don't care. It's like the radio makes that little kid that just drowned in the boat that was trying to get to Germany, the crease that they're trying to go exactly, yeah? So everyone gets into it. But they don't care. This is the reason when they saw the Germans do to the Yidden what they did, no one cared. No one was bothered. Now our job, we spoke about working on midas of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Our job is to change that. Our job is to take ourselves to be different. To be different. Probably I'm one of the gdolim. You know, every night people would come in there with their tzoras for an hour or 2 hours. I don't know if it goes on the Biskero, I don't remember the name. One of the Nazar Gadol sent his kids to go over to him. Here's the story finishes that he wanted his son to see what happens after 2 hours when this person is accepting these people. He was crying. It was solace of people. He couldn't. It disturbed him that the other person is suffering. It's nice boy. Moshe Rabbeinu was the manik of Klali soil. Because he was what Chazal tell us. He went out and he said, Rosh Olam Otake Re'echo. He said to the Mitzri, why are you hitting the Yid? Mitzri is hitting the Yid. And the Mitzri is hitting the Yid all over the place. Nebuch, everyone is Nebuch. Everyone is a Nebuch. One more Mitzri killing one more Yid. Kids are on the wall. Every wall you see a pacifier sticking out. one more year this getting hit, Moshe can't. A sheep is thirsty, he can't. He can't. This is what a yid has to be all about. To care. I was driving on the way back here, I had to meet someone. And I was thinking that I'm going to speak about it, because it disturbed me today. It disturbed me on the head of the country, but it doesn't bother me. And I sat after and I was thinking, he's walking in Nebuch, Nebuch. He was like a king, and now he's sitting in a room like a prisoner in Nebuch. I felt so terrible for him. And I said, yeah, but you're not feeling terrible for this Levias. Not saying, I don't want Bochum to do what I'm saying. At least to one Leviat to go. Not for Bochum. Bochum only besmedrish. It's all, you just go partying, you cannot go. Try to be nice about it. That's not, you have a way to be nice about it. Maybe to learn the Mishnah. Mishnah is for one of the people that was hurt. Maybe for the people that are in the hospital to say a bit of the hell. But if Chasim Shalom, a baby of a neighbor will die, you'll be hanging around the yeshiva the signs for the Shishas of the Mishnah. For the baby. I'm not trying to take away what you do for the neighbor. We don't realize, we're so not a part of it. We're just not a part of this. We don't have that koyach. I want to try to explain why I want to speak about this. Because this is the hashlama to what we spoke the last two times. When you would feel to the other person how he feels, you would not be mean to him. You would not fight with him. You would see the other side of the picture. You just don't see the other side of the picture. You're just blind. You don't see the other side of the picture. If you would have a heart, so I was on the way, and I was coming to yeshiva, and I listened to my messages. Well, across America, I need to speak to you in the chuf. Emergency. Call me back. Emergency. I'm 3 minutes away from yeshiva. I said, I'll call him after the vat. I tell to myself, so what the guy? He left a message really 2 hours ago. And he's trying to get hold of me. It's not easy. And he leaves a message emergency. And he every 2 minutes looks at the phone if I'm calling him back. Nisha. I'll call him, I start speaking, I said, I'll call you back when I finish. Why? Because I'm thinking what the other person is thinking. Try to call him back. Try to be a mensch. Where's the mensch? We're so far about caring at different people. We don't care that the other person is suffering. I know the approach, not no one specific, to embarrass him. Like he might could pick everyone and find it, show him exactly how he's the same. A guy comes to say they're late. His chavrus is sitting and waiting there for him. A good case, he doesn't show up. I don't care that the guy is not learning. I don't care that the guy doesn't show up. I don't care that he didn't daven tefillah, b'tzibu, b'zmanoi, b'chlal. We have all the kinds. Yeah? No, I'm not discussing that. Tell your chavrusa, I'm not coming, go free. find a chavrusa shtayim. No, he will not let his chavrusa go. He has to have a chavrusa. That other guy is going down. Oh, it's sayach. You know what, this is one day without a chavrusa. I think his mamash let me have it there. Maybe Gehenna was less. Yeah. He goes to the bathroom. Well, Chavrusa 2 minutes, I'm going to the bathroom. I don't know what happens if he drowns. I don't know what happens, yeah? Or he goes to eat the bathroom because he can't go to the bathroom, he doesn't eat it. Because the bathroom means he's going to eat that he won't have what to go later. He comes back after an hour. As Chavrusa managed to cry out all the stars of Beis Hashem. Mushchus. I'm not saying be a nice guy. It's not nice. Guy comes to Beis Medrash and he goes to speak. He goes to the bathroom. He's really a good bacher. He doesn't drown. He's careful. And on the way back, someone stops them in the aisle. Yeah? It's a horse that's like in the aisle and stops people. I don't mean that every guy says the aisle. It's a horse. Some guys never cut the aisle. See, I feel bad for them, yeah? With the aisle, walking ways, the other aisles, people like to have, yeah. And he schmoozes, I see he schmoozes there for 20 minutes to the guy. Chavrusa's waiting. It comes from achzorius. Bad. You know what is bad? Bad. Because you only think on the other person. You don't realize you're selfish. Sometimes you have a chavrusa, that also he goes out, yeah? Okay, that chavrusa, they meet about 10 minutes a day. Same, it's a different story, yeah? I'm just giving you an example. You see, regular boys, they're so nice, they're so represented, they even have animals on their shirts, yeah? But they're officially, he puts the people, yeah? He puts the people. From where it's coming? From where it's coming? Is behaving. You don't think of the other person. We spoke. When Hillel said the cloud, may the sunny aloch leisav ilachavoch. May the sunny aloch leisav ilachavoch. What you did not want it to be done to you, don't do to someone else. You don't want this to be done to you. You don't want this to be done to you. The Chazal say, over the story of this kid, Chazal, no, it's a Chassidish story, I'm sorry, that was his father that was very mean to his father, who was very rich, but the father, you know, was smelly and dirty and disgusting, and the whole house was like mamish not negeh, the whole house was not negeh. And he sent his father out of the house. And the eunuch walks in the street, and he sees the father, the grandfather sitting like in a corner, you know, where people are homeless sit, and it's very cold. And he asks him, please go home and ask your father to give me a warm coat. I'm freezing cold here. And the kid goes home, and the father says, yeah, I can't. This time we couldn't have the father in the house, but for sure, goes up to the attic and brings down like an old coat. The Chassidish story goes, the son goes and cuts it, goes to the room, and he cuts it with a scissor. He's busy cutting it, not much to do. The top to the bottom, not the wide one. And the father comes in and tells him, I thought you wanted a coat for Seder. What do you think you would do with a half a coat? So the kid told him, but I know one day you will be a grandfather, so I kept a half to give you. So the father brought back the kid to the house, to the grandfather to the house. What was the message of that story? happened, didn't happen, irrelevant. Yeah. The kid explained to the father, when you would be a grandfather, you also want to be treated like that when you would not have the power anymore? No. So why are you doing it? He showed him how disgusting it looks. The prison has its soul, he's expecting everyone to be with him. Everyone to hug him. Why you can't go over and show the other person you care about? This is the teva of the people. And that was the boy. It's a mitzvah chasana, everyone goes. Sometimes the mitzvah chasana every day in Bismedrash. Go to the guy and smile to him, make him to feel like $1 million. Make him to feel good. Why you can't go over and try to make him to feel good? I'm saying, not only a tzidden, someone is going. I think out of all, when I think about the elections in America, I want to keep myself careful to take a side, yeah? So don't know the names again, exactly. Everyone has who he wants him to go up and who he wants him to go down. So first one guy goes up, then the other guy goes down, the second country turns over. I know a little bit, yeah? And I feel bad for the guy. And some guys are already out, yeah? How embarrassed to come back home? They're out. You know how embarrassing to come back? And his wife looks like a big loser. He got 2%. All of his life. No, he's out. He's out. And these two people are there. Trump or another one. I don't know exactly the names. Yeah? I had to try to learn to say it. Obama was an easy name. I think that was a bit too hard for me. But again, because you don't have the sensitive to feel for different people. I didn't say you have to vote for these people. Anyway, I don't think you live in these countries. But I don't think you have to vote for these people. But you feel a little bit bad. The answer is you don't look how the guy who is suffering feels. You don't look at it. You would learn to learn. This is the noise about. Five people, six people are killed. It's not negative to you. So the way to train yourself, I have a little bit to start. Like I said, I will say a bit of the hill. I'm telling you now, if you're planning just to do it this time, you can do it. It's not the height, it's worth nothing. Oh, so good. Well, you know what? I'm going out to learn the first Mishnah Shtar Reis in Metalis. I will say it quickly. Please don't say it. I can't say please. I have one Mishnah. Yeah? It's nothing. Plan when someone is killed. That's right. In Nachem Olam. Sometimes you walk when there's money. They call you for a minion from Minchamayim. You can't be bothered to go in. You know those times you can't be bothered to go in? You never have to share a chetimtza? Maybe people don't die. Now, you really are not going nowhere. The emes, you're going nowhere. Nothing. Sometimes you're a very busy person. You have to learn, you have to run businesses. You're very busy. But sometimes you're not. So what? So they're never not waiting in that place. Mamish have to fish for people and they're waiting and it's so hard for them. Think about these avelim. If they were just telling you know, this apartment is the family, then this kid choked and everyone was like, I'm going to America. The first one to go to Menachem Olam over there. You're the first one. You're a part of it. Try to feel for the person. And I'm telling you, the way to work on it is to try to think, yeah. How this person felt when he lost the elections. Never. The zero didn't deserve it, the lamashaneh. He's a human being. Ki b'tzelem elokim osa es ha'odom. Nebuchadnezzar, this person is standing in shtiblach connecting, he doesn't have what to eat. Nothing, maybe some have. I'm not deciding now, every mishulach is poor, and every rich is rich. Sometimes it's the opposite, yeah? But you understand what I'm saying? And I felt today, started from that newspaper that very bothered me, that it didn't bother me, that I wanted to see exactly how much meters he will have in his room. Maybe I'm an intellectual, so I like to know it. But it bothered me. I guess suffering, you know, how high he was and now he's so low. You know what is passing? I know I'm a Kohen. I know what happens if a person doesn't get shlishi, he can sometimes get almost a heart attack, yeah? Head of the country goes into jail. What he did, he took some money, Shaykha, yeah? He knows everyone does it anyway, he was chap, yeah? I'm not saying, could be he does a Vegas, it's not the point now. Someone did something terrible, I'm not saying. I said, he was not Dafka for the Shroom, it could be the Zeus, it's not the point. Well, what did chap say? It's the law, he deserves. Doesn't bother me. I'm a bad person. I'm telling you, when I see Bochum stand in the aisle and shmooze, I'm not saying something that Bochum needs a break, but sometimes after an hour that he was in the bathroom. So, okay, so he has a sickness, he's not healthy. But what, you stop me now? I have 20 minutes in shmoozing. And then after that, the guy comes. It's 20 to 12. He lives with Chavusa. 5 to 12, you're going in after the break. I'm not speaking about the Bochum himself, but he's a nobody. I mean, it's a mistake that he's in the mirror. And I'm asking, but you have a chavrusa. Nebuch the chavrusa. So sometimes the chavrusa is the same. Why you don't have menschlichkeit? Why you don't have midas? I'm not saying to wait to the elevator for every guy that comes. There's no end. Yeah. I was sometimes like, you wish that it was closed before the guy. And he stays like this. Why? Where's the midas? Why it doesn't bother you? Why it doesn't bother you? A guy tries to walk in to the bench. You know, people say the standards are like little blocks, you have to jump them over. And you see how when it's learning, the guy's trying, like, oh, his luck to go to happen. If the item don't ask him, let him try. If he falls, you know. What? When you walk in, what do you hope? When you just, when the sense of the standard sees you, it will move automatically, yeah? That you hope. The other guy comes, there's a big moment, and then the moment falls down. And instead of feeling bad, he didn't move. You look at him, you give him such a dirty look, and he starts to collect the papers. You let him to do the job himself. Is he so embarrassed? We have a lot more to fix. Abaisa, you're young and you can change it. You're young and you can change it. It's so easy. Pischuli Pesach ke pitchui shel machas. Vani yeftach lachim Pesach ke pitchui shel machas. Late and even didn't start. Your parents call you from the States. But I'm telling you now honestly, not some boys are good boys, but now the kids that are good kids. Your parents call from the States, please call them back. You plan to call them tonight, yeah? But that friend that he loved to schmooze calls, you right away take the phone call, right? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But your parents don't want anything to hear from you, they don't know what happened. They want to know if you're okay. Menschlichkeit. You had other phone call you love to do. You will be parents one day, and you will call your kids. And they will not answer you, and the other day they will call you, I'm sorry, I forgot to call you back. And your mother's treating him in bed the whole day, hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he's not upset with me.